We're now in the castle in a very echoey room where it sounds like that there's hardly anybody here, but there will be later. So among the many things happening today in the Northern Quarter is a combination of Tales of Whatever, the live storytelling night, and Bad Language, and it's a combination of that. And I'm here with two guys who are the organisers of that. So do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yep, I'm Mark, and I run Tales of Whatever.
I'm Joe, and I'm one of the organisers of Bad Language.
So this is today is Tales of Bad Language, right? Yeah. Good, nice. See what you did there. So just tell us a little bit about what today is going to be, and you know, kind of what people can expect if they come down.
Today is going to be, as far as I understand it, is going to be a kind of a taster session, really, for each of the nights that we run. So. We're both presenting a kind of a scaled-back version of what we would normally do. We both have our nights here at the castle monthly, and so we're going to have a few of our kind of storytellers who performed with us before, just telling live, true stories. And Joe?
We'll be doing fiction, whereas Mark, who tells whatever, will be doing non-fiction. I think we complement each other quite well, because whilst we're different, we've both got a similar vibe with our nights. They're both very all-encompassing. I think they both have very nice crowds, which help promote and foster the new stories. And so, yeah, it'll be half fiction, half non-fiction.
Cool. And is it... So how long do people speak for? Is it the same for... Because I think, is it 15 minutes for the Tales of Whatever? I can't remember the...
People tend to stick to around 10 for hours, about 10 minutes.
Is there any time on yours, or is it just...
We do 4 minutes for each one, because our events normally have... split into three thirds. You've got open mic, headliner, then an open mic. And so the open mic's 4 minutes, the headliner's between about 20 and 30, depending on... what they want to do, really. So we get, with our headliners, we've had for Stuart McConey before, we've had Tom Fletcher, Nick Royal, and Emma Jane Unsworth. So.
And how long has Bad Language been going now?
We will, in the castle, as of next month, as of the end of November, will have been 2 years, three and a bit years as an organisation. But when we moved to the castle, we changed quite a bit into what we did, and this becoming our main thing.
And in Tales of Whatever, so 2 years and a year for you,
yeah,
anniversary.
Our first birthday last month, that was very good fun.
And so, I mean, for both of you, I suppose this question is for both of you, but for each of your respective nights, kind of what are your plans for the future? Is it just to carry on and do more of it? Obviously, they are popular, and you know, people love to come to them and stuff, but do you have any kind of bigger plans for them, Mark? I don't know if you want to...
There's various things I've been looking into with it. We'd really like to sort of take it out of the, you know, it's really, the castle have been brilliant about putting us on here, and it's a wonderful space that they give us to use, and it's kind of accessible, and it's great, and it does draw a crowd in that are really sort of supportive and lovely, but we'd also like to be able to branch out and take it other places, and I'm hoping to be able to take it into, you know, perhaps some schools or some, you know, things organised for and around, and in fact by children and young people, or people sort of in, you know, places, residential places that you know might enjoy that kind of interactive, supportive, icebreakery type thing that it can provide. So we're hoping to use it to give a bit back at some point soon.
Great, thank you. And what about you? What about Tales of Bad Language?
We started originally actually producing anthologies, and we produced four of them. Taking a bit of a hiatus at the moment, and we've done a few events outside of the castle. We've done two now at Waterstones, promoting authors Rog Glass and Ewan Morrison, who are on Cargo and Tyndall Street. We also did an event in August, end of August, at Manchester Museum, where we commissioned two writers to produce new work based on the museum. And we also had local writers, and that was supported by the Arts Council.
So. Do you think it's with fiction? Do you think it's easier now for new writers to get their work seen because of, you know, because obviously there's much more, you know, with blogs and all that kind of stuff. It's in some ways it's easier to get the stuff out there. But then at the same time, it seems that you know, it's only the commercial stuff where, you know, it really sells and they really kind of make the money. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think there is, to some extent, an issue with that. It is better now that people have a platform to get work out there, but then there's a problem when we ignore maybe traditional publishers, that there is a role for traditional publishers. Traditional publishers, it's quite a contentious issue, the idea of them acting as gatekeepers, essentially, to stopping work from coming out. But they've got the backing, they've got the ability to promote it, whereas what can happen with e-books and self-publication is it gets lost in just the mass of work. So, that can be an issue with fiction.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to let you two guys go because it's going to start soon. And it's going on till 6 today? Five.
Five.
So if you're in the Northern Quarter, come down.